In 1882, he published his historical verse play, entitled Rudra Chakrand, a collection of his poems entitled, Sandhya, Sangeeth. Bankim, Chandra Chatterjee, became very much impressed by these two. In 1883 he married 10-year-old Maranayalini Devi. On 20 May 1884, he lost his sister-in-law, the wife of Jyotindranath Tagore. It was a heavy shock for him as she was his boyhood companion, and of the same age. He continued his works. On 22 August 1890, Rabindranath Tagore took his second voyage to England with his brother Satyendranath Tagore, and from there they visited France and Italy. In 1890 Tagore began managing his vast ancestral estates, in Shelaidaha, today a region of Bangladesh. In 1891, he started a Bengali monthly magazine entitled Sadhna. His life in Shelaida was one of the deepest, and most joyous communion with nature. His famous verse play, Chitrangda, was also written during his stay there. He was against the partition of Bengal, and condemned the suppressive policy of the government in the press. In those days, plague spread over different parts of the country, and he tried his best to make arrangements to help the sufferers. He also worked with the peasants to support the farming condition, and mostly lived in his boat. He opposed any sort of violence, and considered humanity as the greatest things which can end the war.